sports.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome B-Tech Smith and Steve.
B-Tech Smith and Steve.
You are now entering the Megacast.
The Megacast.
It's the Megacast!
Yay, yay!
What? What? Over there! Ladies and gentlemen, the man, the myth, the legend, the Ted Smith.
What up, Steve?
Doing good there, Ted. How you doing, my man?
You know, actually pretty good. Monday episode, so we're bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Yep. Well, Steve a little more than I. Well, he's already worked.
I'm on the decline as you're in the upswing.
Yeah, that espresso's just starting to hit a little bit, homie.
Our hope is that the two streams cross at the perfect spot of energy and excitement.
I thought we weren't going to talk about crossing streams anymore.
Yeah, after last weekend.
Yeah, I mean, I know that happens on the trip and whatnot, but I didn't know we were going to tell everybody about it.
Oh, man, we're riding high, though, from a great weekend where the Ted Smith came down and hung out with all of us for the Meet the Rock Girl party. I'm sure we're going to talk quite a bit about that.
Yeah.
I do want to give a shout out to every person that decided we brought you up on stage, which I thought was awesome.
Yeah.
The best part about
Oh, go ahead.
Okay, because the best part's like, so right before we're about to go on, I'm looking at BJ's like, hey, so what do you want to do in this one? I'm like, oh, let's bring Ted up. That'll be fun. This packed house, like over, probably close to 400 people. They had to turn people away. Like the capacity was like a 380, and I guess we reached capacity, if not more.
I will say, when I showed up, I said hi to everybody on your show, but you guys were busy.
Yeah.
Like, everybody's working. So I kind of sat there, watched some of the girls get announced the first time, and then and then I started roaming.
And then Ted's doing what Ted does, and that's, you know, meeting people, shaking hands, kissing ladies, not babies, because there's no babies there. It's 21 and up, of course. And so I'm like, all right, we'll bring them up. And so I'm like, all right, I mean, and so I create like this ultimate buildup. I'm like, ladies and gentlemen, we have a very special guest. This man is somebody that you love and respect and cherish. From DeMatha High School, the star of the podcast, the man of the men's room. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the Ted Smith. And everyone's like, ah. Whole place is just loving it, feeling the energy. People are chanting, the Ted Smith. Everything's good. And then we're realizing, where's Ted? I'm looking at BJ. BJ's just looking at me. And I'm like, I guess we should have told him that we were going to bring him up, but I wanted the surprise to be the introduction. As you're out there drinking with people, you all of a sudden hear us give this ultimate lead-in.
Right. So I'm in the back of the bar. The bar was pretty crowded, and somebody says, hey, there's a satellite bar up towards the front that's cash only, right?
Right.
So I snuck out through the smoking area and then went up to the front. So I'm sitting back there where you can't hear the speakers as well. So there's a commotion. I hear people yelling. And then right at the point where somebody goes, hey, Ted, they're calling for you. And I start to try to make, that's when I see like you and BJ on stage with the mics going, is he not here? Is anybody seeing him? And I'm just like, oh, S. And I'm waving. And somehow it seems like everybody in the place now is 6 foot. And at 5'9", nobody can see me. Like, where are all these tall people?
I'm here.
Right.
I'm here.
And I'm trying to cut through. And then finally, I hear, like, BJ or you. One of them goes, oh, I think he is here. And it seemed like it took me forever to get up on that damn stage.
It felt like it on stage waiting for you.
Oh, man.
That make you feel better. The same thing happened when we brought up Ryan Castle, too. Like, he was just, I don't know where the hell he was, but he disappeared as well.
Castle was there for like an hour, I think, before I even knew he was there. I was talking to one guy, and he's like, where's Ryan Castle? And I was like, I don't know. I'll find him.
I'm thinking about making a t-shirt based on exactly what you just said, and all my shirt is going to say, whenever I do any parties where all of us are there, it's just going to say, I don't know where he/she is.
Oh, I joke around all the time. I want to wear a shirt that just says, like, I don't know where Miles and Thrill are.
Right. That's the same thing. Every time, where's Ted? I don't know. And then they look at me like as if, how dare you not know? And then, where's Castle? I'm like, I don't, you know, the GPS on Castle's not working right now. It's like, I don't know where these people are. We're all just kind of running around. I'm sure they're dealing with it too. But I'm like, we should get shirts made up like that.
Right. The other one I love too is like, so that's your morning show event, right?
Right.
You guys are the Rock Girls. I just went because I didn't have much going on, and I like rock girls.
Who doesn't?
Right?
Especially this group. Holy moly.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. We might have to get into that later, too. I think I've changed my answer for if you can only pick one.
All right.
Not because the one that I picked let me down, because she surely didn't, but I'm torn on some other ones, man. I don't know if I can. I think it might have to be if you can only pick three.
I'm in.
Yeah. All right. We might have to play that later.
But everybody's always like, where Miles and Thrill? Like, well, man, they got families and kids and stuff, man. Like, I'm a single dude. Like, cut them some slack. They're not cool. They don't hang out like you hang out. Like, right. That has nothing to do with it.
Oh, no, that's everything to do with it. They're right. They're not cool like
right?
you, Ted.
That's what it is. They're just not cool. Not like they're taking care of their family obligations or anything.
What do you expect? A couple of losers like them to show up? Come on. I know. It's so funny how people get so worked up over things.
People get mad.
Yeah, it's like... I'm not even obligated to be here, you're probably feeling. Like, I just came because, hey, it's something fun to do. But don't hate on Miles and Thrill because they're not here.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's deep, you know? Well, maybe not for Thrill. Thrill should have been there. He lives in North Seattle.
Yeah.
He could have Ubered it. I'm just kidding.
Somebody asked me about Thrill specifically. They were like, thought he said he might come. And I was like, yeah. Well, he told me he had to go home and cook dinner for the kids. That's weak. Like, man... Trust me, I'm sure he'd rather be here drinking and having fun.
I always love those reactions. Yeah. I get that all the time. I didn't get it this past time. Thankfully, I think we had a much more somewhat responsible group of people at the show. Sometimes I'll go, like, people are like, let's do shots. I'm like, nah, man, I can't. Why not? I'm driving home, pussy. Like, what? Since when is that a mark of a weak man? I don't want to do shots and then... I might as well just pound a bunch, man, and then I'll drive home. Possibly kill somebody. Nah, at least I'm a man.
Yeah.
It makes me worried about that person, because I immediately just thought, oh, they must have a designated driver. But with that kind of reaction, probably not.
Dude, all right, so here was another great thing, too.
Yeah.
Was at one point, somebody was like, hey, we're going outside, blah, blah, blah. So, like, I went out there to meet a couple of my friends.
Right.
But I ended up kind of running into, like, a group of listeners, right?
Mm-hmm.
So as they're walking towards their cars, I'm just kind of walking aimlessly because it's like I'm not sure where my buddies went. And they're like, yeah, this bar across the street, it's famous for DUIs and this and that. And they're going on and on about it, right? And the bar, like, we have to cross one parking lot, like a four-lane street that has a crosswalk.
Right.
And then another parking lot,
right? This is, Linwood has evolved into having cross, lights and street lights and ways to get across things.
So you're talking about just going from one strip mall to the other, right?
Right.
And this bar is famous for DUIs. They give out this many DUIs. And what all these goofballs do? They start hopping in their cars to drive over there.
Are you serious?
That's what's just like, are you guys serious?
You're the reason why it's famous for DUIs then.
Why drive over there?
Walk it.
Right.
Yes. All right, well, we got to do our push-ups. We got to get everything going because, the reason why I brought up the party is that when Ted came up there, props to the Mega Family people that were out in the audience. I didn't realize that we had that many people listening to the podcast that were going to be there. People started telling us to get 10.
Yeah.
So we got 10 on stage, which was exhilarating.
Did people count faster or did you move faster? I clearly got one behind you at some point.
Okay, I thought you were going faster than me because all of a sudden I'm still at six and they're jumping to seven. So
was there counting?
They were counting.
All right.
That's the problem. When people start counting, they start speeding up. So I'm trying to do it. But the last three, I'm doing super fast push. I'm like, because I'm like, what's going on here? And then I look and I get up and you're still doing your push-ups. I'm like, son of a bitch, Ted didn't pay attention to these people. I did.
Well, that's what I was doing. But I was like, I tried to keep up around six or seven. And I was like, he's just getting ahead of me. But then I knew I could feel all the eyeballs counting my 10.
Yeah.
So I was like, I got to make sure I get my 10 in.
Oh, yeah.
I can't stop at nine.
No, you wouldn't have been able to live that down if you didn't. And I couldn't tell. I think some people actually did drop to the ground and do push-ups, which is saying a lot because the place was you were elbows to blank holes. You know what I mean?
The place was packed.
Yeah. So that's funny. If somebody did drop to the ground and get 10, props to Justin, the head of security. That guy was awesome.
Yeah, I met the owners too, man.
Mike, I believe, was one of the owners.
I think so.
Real nice guy.
Either way, that bar was on point, man.
Soundcheck Bar and Grill in Linwood.
Yeah, they know what they're doing there.
So this week, we're going to do some push-ups.
I want to eat there. They kept talking about the food, but I never ate anything.
I know. We wound up eating at the Blazing Onion beforehand, which was unbelievable.
Yeah, I've heard good things.
Oh, dude. Unbelievable. Not only was the food amazing, the customer service there is through the roof. Like, they are... they're attentive but not annoying attentive, and they're full of charisma, but it's not like an annoying personality.
All right.
You know what I mean? Like, they walk that line just right. And I met the regional manager there, and he says, "Yeah, you know what? We hire personality. We figure we could teach them how to be good servers." I'm like, "It's a good move.
Works for me."
Yeah. I mean, that's, you can't teach personality, kids.
No.
Just can't teach it.
Just can't teach it, Steve.
So we got a tweet at the Megacast, Ted. This one came a while back, but I felt like eventually we would get to it. And we have a lot of requests for songs that we could do push-ups to. And for those of you that are new to the Megacast, what we do is we do 10 push-ups at the beginning and end.
Yeah.
The beginning, mainly to get people's heart racing, their blood pumping, and their brain
functioning.
Because you need your brain functioning for the Megacast. You need to pay attention. And the best way to do that is to give us 10. We do it with you, so we're not going to ask you to do anything that we wouldn't do as well. Ty wrote us and said, "My request for the push-ups, it's a boy bandy rap vibe. It's a band called Hollywood Undead."
All right.
I'm familiar with them. I'm not familiar with this song. The song is called "Coming in Hot."
If you ain't got enough, go. If you got Jack in your cup, go raise it up. Go raise it up. Go raise it up.
All right.
If you ain't got enough, go fill it up.
I'm feeling it.
Fill it up.
All right, let's get 10.
I'm in. All right.
Here we go.
There'd be a lot of hot chicks at this show.
It's a solid point.
Yeah.
I bet the music video is awesome.
That is crazy. This is kind of a boy band rap rock song.
Yeah. Ty, good call.
All
right.
Ted Talks, starring B-Tech Smith.
Today on the TED Talk, we're talking a little bit about taking chances and doing stuff that hasn't been done. Part of this is a guy won the Masters yesterday. He went wire to wire, right? So the whole week, every night he's leading the tournament. It's like, how's he going to sleep on this lead? There's no way he can do this, right? So what does he do? He goes home, hangs out with his family, plays cards or whatever, and does the impossible. Goes out there, leads the tournament, 21 years old, wire to wire, and gets it done. So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's some girl that's not usually, you know, in your realm that you think's too hot. You know, maybe it's...
like one of the rock girls.
Right. Maybe she got a mohawk. Maybe it's maybe it's some mountain you want to climb. Maybe it's
like a rock girl.
Right. Maybe it's...
I have a mohawk.
Maybe it's a 5K you want to get off the couch and go try something. I guess my point is this week for the TED Talk is just... go out there, prove people wrong, and go do something different, and go do it well.
Nothing feels better than when you accomplish something that you never thought you could do.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I did one of those hell runs, I mean, few years ago. And major props to Bert Kreischer. He was every time I talked to him, I'd say, you are the inspiration behind, A, my love for roller coasters, and B, me having the balls to do one of those mud runs.
All right.
Because he, back on the Bert the Conqueror days, he used to do random things in whatever city he would go into, and one time it was one of those mud runs, and I thought it was like, I'm like, wow, that looks like fun, and Bert, you know, looks like a guy similar physique as me, likes to drink some beers, doesn't really spend a ton of time in the gym. I'm sure he has to keep somewhat healthy because of all the traveling, and probably doesn't eat all that well because of traveling, but I was like, if he could do it, I think I could pull it off. And then his love for roller coasters is mostly based off of fear. You could hear him screaming like a girl when he's going through it, which is the exact same thing that I did when I started falling in love with the roller coasters. But I was like, feels good when you do those things and you didn't think you ever could or would want to.
Yeah. And sometimes it might not even be a matter of, like, you think you're changing the world or doing something different in your mind, but just, you know, just like, it might just be something, like I'm saying, like, that subtle. Like, I don't know, that seems a little uncomfortable to me.
Talking to a chick.
Yeah. You know, you never know.
That's not a good point, man. Yeah, absolutely. Especially with chicks, man. I learned to, at least with my wife, and even in the past relationships I had, I used to always just kind of just convince myself there's no way in hell this person's going to want to go out with me.
Yeah.
Not even giving them the opportunity to shoot me down. I should show them enough respect to let them deny me as opposed to me denying myself, you know?
Yeah. Well, I was just watching that guy this weekend. It's like, there were so many chances and so many excuses where he could have messed up and not won the tournament, and just it would have been fine. Everybody said, well,
he's 21.
Right. You know, he's got his family there. It's a pressure pack. Nobody, you know, that was the first time, I want to say, in 38 years somebody led it wire to wire.
Yeah. I think he tied the record with Tiger on something I heard, too.
Yeah, for being young. Yeah.
Dude, it's unbelievable. I didn't even know who the hell this guy was. And then I see the picture of him. I'm like, geez, he's young. And then I read and 21.
Yeah.
And he's already got the jacket.
Yeah. Like, if we saw that guy in a bar, we'd probably be annoyed by him, Steve, because we're old.
Yeah. That little douche with his jacket.
What is that, a green jacket?
And I would be the guy wearing that jacket, too. Even at 40.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
100%.
We need something in our lives that where we get to win a jacket.
Dude, that's a good call. Get to win a jacket, and I'm still dying to have some reason to spray champagne on people.
Yes.
Not expensive champagne, cheap champagne. Just there's not many reasons you can.
We got to do it last year with our hockey team when we won our championship. We had a couple bottles of champagne. Maybe this. See, we're trying to get our championship game three. We're hoping that we could sweep. We're hoping to get game three to be on a Saturday so we could do a celebration.
Yeah.
Maybe contact our buddy Levi and Lion Pride Music. Maybe get the party bus. Maybe get Coach back out.
Oof.
But I don't know if it's looking good because, you know, God forbid you schedule a beer league championship game on a weekend Saturday.
What so is it now?
I think if it all works out, our championship game would be on a Thursday night at 9 o'clock.
Oh, that's brutal.
Right, because, you know, who doesn't love to party at 10:30 at night on a Thursday after you win a championship?
Well, I'm sure 21-year-olds do.
Yeah, there's probably a couple boys on our team that wouldn't give a crap. They're probably already going to get wasted no matter what. But, hey, we got to take a break. You mentioned something that I want to touch on, and that is the Mohawk.
Yes.
Not with dudes.
No. Well, it looks cool on dudes, too.
Except Sheamus.
Man, what did they do to Sheamus?
You know, I don't really have an issue with the Mohawk on him. I have an issue with the beard. What's going on? Poor guy. Fans are chanting, "You look stupid." And he's just like, you can tell he's like trying to be a heel, but like when they say that, he's like, come on, man.
Sheamus is a nice guy. It's tough to take him as a heel.
Come on, fella.
Fella.
All right, we'll take a break. We're going to talk about chicks with Mohawks, chicks that shave their heads. And also, we have awesome audio.
Yeah.
Incredible audio about a man and a woman on divorce court where she's accused of sleeping with not just any band, but a band that has more members than you can ever imagine.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll do that when we get back. The Megacast will return. Sorry. That was loud. That was loud.
These guys will say something. They have to. It's a podcast, and they need to talk. The Megacast will return.
Hey, honey, what up, dog? What's the dealio?
Oh, my God, you are so embarrassing.
What?
Hey, Dad, feeling a little old?
Yeah.
Have you considered hip replacement?
I'm old, but I'm not that old.
Of course you aren't. But consider this. I'm talking about replacing your old, dated slang dialect with something more hip. Interested?
Faux shizzle!
Simply go online and download our hip replacement software. Instantly, you'll be up to date with the younger people in your life.
Honey, those new rides you sporting are taupe.
Oh my God, this is even worse.
You don't gotta be such an emo. Why you throwing shade my way?
Hip replacement therapy.
You don't gotta be such a hater.
Download your free software today at hopelesslyunhip.com.
I wouldn't mind if these guys got me in chains. Especially Ted. And his sexy beard. The Megacast is back.
You got me in chains. You got me in chains for your love. But I wouldn't change. No, I wouldn't change this love. You got me in chains. You got me in chains for your love. I wouldn't change this love.
Trying to break the chains, but the chains only bring me.
That's right. The Megacast ain't afraid to play a little Nick Jonas.
What if I end up getting in a relationship with
Grace?
With Grace there.
The Australian robot?
Yeah.
All you got to do is ask her out, apparently.
Yeah, no kidding.
She's into you.
Yeah, she called my beard sexy. I like that.
That's nice of her.
Grace, huh? All right.
For once, she's saying nice things about us. Of course, it's about you, not me, but that's all right.
Yeah, it's always a weird deviant sexual thing with you, Steve.
Yeah, I wonder why.
I have no idea.
I had a meeting. You know, anything I say, everyone takes as being perverted, even when I don't mean it that way. I'm in a meeting before we record this megacast, and it's a bunch of people and the promotions and programming, and we basically just talk about all the things that are coming up and whatever it may be. And our boss, Sergeant Hair Club, is asking, hey, have you been playing around with this Periscope app, which is like Meerkat? Although it seems like Periscope is, we'll probably play with it on the Megacast at some point. Maybe next time we go out drinking or whatever, we'll have some fun with that on our Megacast page. But
I still like Meerkat.
Right. So I thought Meerkat's the way to go. But now that Twitter bought Periscope, it's just a matter of time before Meerkat's just gone, because they both need Twitter to work. They both use Twitter. So, of course, Twitter's going to
promote the one they own.
Right, and probably figure out a way to squash the other one.
Yeah.
So our boss is like, so what do you think? Which one's going to be the one? And I go, oh, it's Periscope, man. Periscope is growing more and more each day. And everyone in the room just starts chuckling, like as if I was, I'm like, can I not say something is growing without you guys thinking I'm like making a penis joke?
Really?
Yeah, everyone started laughing at me.
Oh, man, that's brutal.
And then, of course, I'm like, oh, yeah, it's growing. And they're like, I'm like, gosh, man, you guys have no faith in me as an adult professional.
Yeah, if people think everything you say is sexual, people always think like everything I say is wrong. So like last week, I was doing a story on the men's room and I pronounced a university in France. I forget the name of it.
Uh-huh.
And then Miles and Thriller dying laughing. People are texting in like, oh, Ted versus the French language. What an idiot. I pronounced it correctly.
You did?
Yes. But because none of them know how to pronounce it, they just assumed I was saying it wrong. But same thing. Everybody's laughing and chuckling.
Right.
Like, suck it, you idiots. So, yeah, I feel your pain on that one.
I wanted to mention before we get into Mohawks and all that, we mentioned Bert Kreischer. Obviously, we have a lot of love for him, The Machine. We're all big fans. We talked about last week how he's hoping to come back to town to do to be a guest on the BJJ Morning Experience and then get drunk all morning and then go to a comedy club and do a drunken middle-of-the-day show.
Yeah.
And then we were saying how we should do that and then come back here and do a couple podcasts. We could do the Birdcast. We could do the Megacast. And it'd be a lot of fun. Well, it got back to him. I think I tweeted something about how we were talking about his last show in Seattle on one of our tweets for the Megacast.
Yeah, with the stage guy.
Right.
Yeah.
And then some people were tweeting about how it'd be awesome if you guys get him on the show and all that. I think because Bert favorited it, retweeted it, and then commented on it later on that morning, I have a feeling that he went and listened to the Megacast.
Nice.
Because all he wrote back after like about a good 45 minutes to an hour after he originally heard about us talking about him on our podcast said, at the Megacast, let's get down. That means he's in.
Yeah, and you already have kind of a personal relationship with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's make this happen, man. I feel like that's awesome. That made my day think, even if he only listened to that brief part where we talked about him, just the fact that he took some time out and listened to our podcast, I thought that was pretty cool. The guy's busy.
Yeah, especially for somebody like him.
Yeah. Because
if you're into podcasts at all, like for me, like, I mean, I heard that story on Rogan years ago.
Right.
And like, it's how I know him is through podcast.
And then also a couple other quick things via the Megacast Twitter page at the Megacast.
Is it via or via?
You know, I don't know. I have always said via.
Whoa, don't make it sexual, Steve.
They always beat me up. Whenever I'm talking about a sporting event, I always say, the Devils versus the Capitals.
And right.
I guess it's the Devils versus the Capitals. It's at no point should it ever be referred to as verse.
Huh.
Which I, for the longest time, I don't know, maybe, because you don't seem to be blinking an eye at that. Maybe, is it an East Coast thing, or?
Yeah, Mariners versus the Athletics.
Right. What versus, Ted. It's versus.
Huh. All right.
Just remember that next time you speak on the radio if you want to sound smart. Emphasis on if, right? And thanks to Nick. Nick tweeted us, said, what the hell took me so long to start listening to the Megacast? Now I can LARP on and stay positive while I get 10.
Some guy hit me with a LARP on today as I was walking to an appointment this morning.
What?
But I was wearing an Arsenal hat, and I just assumed he said something about Arsenal, and I went, yeah, go Gunners. And then like 10 feet later, I was like, son of a... No, he was saying LARP on. He listens to the podcast.
And he's probably thinking, well, that was a weird response.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Thanks for saying hi. He'll probably never say hello again.
Let's talk about Mohawks, Ted.
All right.
I want to talk about this because we were at the Meet the Rock Girl party, like we mentioned earlier. Awesome time. Place was packed. Yeah. I feel like I say it every year. I'm like a band that says this album is our best album ever, and it's just like broken record. But I feel like this year's group of rock girls, it's like a whole new level of just awesomeness.
I think you got to look at it, for me, is kind of like a test grade, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's one thing to weigh out the best test grades, but you got to weigh out the lower end too.
Right.
And I just think...
there's a curve.
Right, and I think this group, top to bottom, has a much higher curve average.
You're right. You're right. Like, you usually, in a test, you would remove the very high scores and the very low scores. I don't feel like there's any low scores.
No.
There's high scores. There always is going to be high scores. But I... look, man, here comes Steve being the pervert, but I wouldn't throw any of those girls out of bed.
No.
You know what I mean?
God, no.
And, man... like,
there's a couple of them I'd make stay. I'd ask to stay.
And then there's a couple that I would chain to the bed. No.
Right. Well, there's a couple, you know, that would just be on their way. There's a couple would be like, no, 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 you hang out. Let's talk.
You know who? Man, I don't want to like...
we're going to get in trouble for this, aren't we?
Yeah, you know, I'm afraid to say the things I'm thinking on this because I don't want to offend... like, I don't feel like it's anything's offensive, but like, for instance, there... I can't just pick one. After Friday, I can't. Like, I mean, I know I picked Danny, and Danny was so freaking hot. She looked great. She had that little sailor girl outfit up there on stage. That was phenomenal. But then I'm like, Jessica, I always forget how much I love that chick. She's so much fun, and she came out wearing a giant, like, sci-fi helmet with a laser gun and looked hot. And I'm like, ah, oh, she's one of the coolest chicks.
Yeah.
Then... and I never bring her up because I think it's because we know Red the Chicken Man, and I don't want to objectify like somebody who we know is woman, and I don't mean it like as a negative objectify.
Oh, no, she's smoking hot.
But man, she knocked it out of the park at that event.
I know.
Her Canadian tuxedo bikini, which I jokingly said that, and at least Red got the joke because it was all denim.
Yeah.
She had an all denim bikini that was just like da 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 kind of thing, you know? Like, holy
I'm with you. I like Red. I call him a friend, so you shy away. But on the same token, she's a rock girl. She gets she's smoking hot, man.
Yeah,
and she's worked really hard to get that body.
Oh, and it's unbelievable. And she said she posted a picture on my Twitter page. It was like a picture of her and I from a few years ago.
Yeah,
at like Painting the Grass, and then a picture from the last event. And I mean, she already looked great back then, but oh my goodness, like you know, it's you don't usually get hotter as you get older, you know, but she has.
Yeah.
And I'd say I looked a little bit skinnier, so I was happy too.
Yeah, there you go, Steve. I'd say you both probably look better.
Yeah, we're looking good.
Tell you what, you and Erica, a couple of fine red wines there.
Thank you, Ted.
You're aging to perfection.
I feel like you're a nice Merlot.
Oh, thanks, Doc.
Yes.
Well, you know what Grace thinks.
Oh, yeah.
She's all about the beard.
You didn't have that sexy beard 5 years ago.
No, and Grace would have been gone.
Yeah. She wouldn't even give you the time of day.
No,
you didn't have the level of security that you have in yourself now that you could even handle a woman like Grace.
Australian robots.
You know who else? Who's a returning rock girl? Who I only because I never get to see her around.
Danny May.
Danny May always looks great.
Yeah.
Sherry.
She
was rocking the Star Trek costume, you know, outfit. And her bikini outfit, too, was just, like, jaw-droppingly hot. Like, I just never see her, so I always forget she's a rock girl. And then finally I had some time where I could talk to her, and she's like, oh, I just got back from Puerto Rico and all this. I'm like, oh, wow, you're actually really cool. Like, I just didn't have a chance to ever speak to you before. And then she comes out there, and I'm like, oh, my goodness gracious. Like, how hot can you be?
Yeah.
See, we should probably chill out.
Well, all right. Here's
I'm getting too excited, Ted.
Here's another funny story. So Steve's on stage, right? And, you know, Top Shelf's up there.
Drunk.
BJ's up there. Rev was up there. So, like, the four of you guys were up there doing most of the heavy lifting, right?
Right.
So, and at this point, I'm still kind of on the side. And keep in mind, when the rock girls come out, like, obviously, everybody packs towards the front.
Yes.
So it's very hard to move around. So I'm kind of sitting on the window with Top Shelf's wife. And we're just kind of BSing about as the girls come up. So at one point, Steve goes and kind of looks at Red the chicken pan and goes, hey, how about a shout out for the guys that are comfortable enough to let their wives or somebody do this? And everybody claps, right? And then Steve goes,
Oh, yeah.
Well, what about the parents that allow their daughters to come up here and do this? So one guy starts clapping, right? So where I'm positioned, I could see Steve saying this stuff and the father clapping, right?
Yeah.
So at this point, Steve brings it up. The father's like, gung-ho, like, yeah.
I met him.
Yeah.
Vanessa's dad.
Right.
Yes.
So then he's gung-ho. And then within 30 seconds, you see his smile kind of turn into a frown as Steve starts joking around about, like, hashtag nipples, nipple this, nipple that. And he's just going, no.
I also thanked him for having strong sperm and for all the women for having dominant eggs. Or something
yes.
like that. Yeah, it got weird.
It was awesome. But, Steve, I'm telling you, watching this guy, just his level of excitement of like, yeah, man. Oh, no, man.
Yeah. I didn't know that was her dad until, like, because afterwards, after everything was all done, she came over and was like, hey, can we get a picture? And she brought her dad, who's very young.
Yeah.
Probably because she's also very young. So yeah. Probably about the same age as me. Oh, man. So I'm like, oh, yeah. So I just, in my head, I'm thinking maybe this is like her brother or maybe her, I don't know, boyfriend or just a friend. And then he goes, I'm Vanessa's dad. I'm like, hi. Like, I'm afraid that maybe I offend. He's like, no, man, it's cool. Like, I'm real supportive of her. This is awesome. I'm like, oh, right on, man. And he was a cool as S dude.
Oh, yeah. You could tell he was taking it.
Yeah.
You know, he was fine. He was just kind of joking around.
Oh, it was
but
awesome.
It was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Just because I knew there was like no way that you could see his reactions.
Oh, yeah. It's unbelievable. And then I met a few of their moms, too. It was fun, man.
Yeah.
It's a good time. But then one of the girls that was up there is Sylvia, who we've learned is your favorite.
Yes.
She handcuffed me up on stage, which was funny.
Yeah. I'm sticking as her as my favorite because not only did I think she looked hot in pictures, then on stage, she was shaking it.
She had such an aura of confidence, man. She's so hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's rocking the mohawk.
Yeah, I thought it was just one side. I didn't realize she's rocking a full hawk there.
Yeah, that's when because there was a couple of the girls had the side shaved, Vanessa being one of them.
Yeah.
Which I think, I didn't tell her dad this, but I think that's very hot, you know?
Oh, the head side shaved is super sexy.
Some about it can take a girl that's moderately, I mean, you got to be attractive, of course, for it to be pull it off. But, like, you could just be a moderately attractive girl. You get that head shaved. And it's like all of a sudden, like you've gone to another level of hotness.
100%.
And then when you have a girl like, you know, Sylvia or Vanessa, who, like when you see them in person, like even before I see the shaved head, I'm like, oh, that girl's really attractive. And then all of a sudden you see the shaved and you're like, oh boy, that's a weakness right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I forget who was the girl that was the picture in front of the tank.
Haley. Yeah.
Yeah. So then after the event, I'm sitting there BSing with Sylvia and Haley.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I could sit here all day BSing with you two.
Yeah,
like everybody kept coming around. Can we get pictures? Can we get pictures?
Oh, it's
like,
awesome.
Go ahead, man. Like I'm just, I barely know. I know them as much as you guys do.
And it was Allison too. All of them, dude. Honestly, they're all hotter in person than they are in those pictures. And we already were marveling at how hot they looked in the pictures. So
yeah,
if you have a chance, any of our events that are coming up in the near future, check them out because they are super hot. All right, well, why don't we take a break before get into the divorce court stuff? Because the divorce court stuff is pretty epic, and I don't think we have enough time to do it justice. So when we get back, we've got amazing audio from the TV show Divorce Court where a woman is outed for just whoring it up with a huge band. And not huge as in like successful, although they were very successful, as in the number of members in the band.
Yeah.
So when we get back, the Megacast. We'll talk about that.
These guys will keep fighting the good fight to make you smile at their stupidity. The Megacast will be back.
Keep fighting the good fight. Keep letting your light shine. 'Cause I'm never gonna leave you. Always gonna see you through to the other side. Keep fighting.
And now, Morgan Freeman's Springtime Memories. April 7th, 2002. I was with my wife while she was shopping for a sundress when I saw a beautiful yellow fedora. I just knew I had to have it. My wife said, "What makes you think your big head's gonna look good in that hat?" I laughed and said, "What makes you think your big ass is gonna look good in that dress?" That was 13 years ago. We still sleep in separate beds.
That was another of Morgan Freeman's springtime memories.
These guys have done lots of stuff one time.
One time.
Except that haven't done me.
Yeah.
Sadly.
Yeah, yeah.
The mega cast is back.
Oh. Smoke one time. Smoke one. Drink one time. Drink. Let me put on one time. Smack. Tell the club up one time. Go. Only take one time.
Only take one.
Only take one time.
Only take one.
Only take one time.
One time, one time.
Only take one time.
One time, one time.
Only take one time. Only take one time.
Ooh.
Only take one time.
I'm not sure what to do with
she's
her.
She's DTF, man. DTF.
Yeah. Man, she's getting aggressive about it.
It's all about you, bro. I mean, sexy beard. Now she wants to do something one time.
Yeah, but she said neither of these guys.
Yeah, but I know what's up. She's just trying to include me because she realizes that we're a team.
All right, separate ends.
Yeah. London Bridge, baby.
London Bridge all day long, son. All right. Man, this has been a hot-blooded one so far, Steve.
Yes, I know. Well, it was a lot of talk about ladies and a lot of talk about sex.
Yeah.
Tonight, my wife is going to get it.
Oh.
It's on. I'm back. I don't know from where.
You going to slide of the tofu?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Well, she's a vegan.
Yeah. Going to give it some of that tepa. Actually, no, because tepa is nasty.
Oh, man, that stuff is not good.
We went to dinner once. Where was it? Cafe Yum.
Cafe Yum.
Which is like our go-to place all the time. Like, they might as well sponsor the MegaCast.
Yeah, those bowls are delicious.
And we decided to get a teriyaki chicken skewer or tofu skewer.
Yep.
And then also a teriyaki tempa skewer. And I don't even know how to describe what tempa is if you haven't eaten it. It's just, imagine eating something just so ridiculously nasty that even with teriyaki sauce on it, it's still not good.
And it looked good.
It looked amazing.
And Steve was like, man, I had it once before. Not at that place, just tempa in general.
Like, my wife made it, and honestly, it's the only time I've ever told my wife I do not want to eat that again. Like, she makes all of our meals, and they're all vegan.
Yeah.
And only once have I ever said to her, not feeling this one, don't ever make this for me.
I told you, the only thing I've had, well, that was pretty bad, and then I had soy bacon.
Oh.
And I can get down with, like, turkey bacon and other, but, like, the soy bacon was tough.
That seems weird.
Yeah, it was not very good. And
how do you even describe what tempa tastes like?
I would say the earth.
Yeah.
Kind of tastes like you're chewing on, like, a clump of grass, but still got a bunch of sod attached to it.
It's pretty good, yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Right, just kind of like, I don't like this.
No, we each took a bite, and I think we might have even spit the rest of it in our napkin.
Yeah. It was one of those strange ones where it's like you're looking at each other like, I kind of want to spit it out. I wonder how he's doing over there.
All right.
And somebody finally just went, man, I don't like this.
This is awful.
Like a couple little kids.
Yeah. So we teased the fact that a woman was on divorce court, and she got accused of sleeping with an entire band.
Mm-hmm.
And the band that she got accused of sleeping with is gigantic, which I think is very funny. I think I don't even know how many members are in the band, but it's a recent episode. She was accused of cheating on a guy, and the guy was there too, and he's accusing her of this. She went to a concert and went backstage and had sex with every member of the Wu-Tang Clan.
Before we listen to this, I think she had sex with somebody. You think she ran through the whole squad?
I don't know, man. I haven't listened to the full audio clip, but that's almost like a Guinness Book type of a scenario.
Dude, I mean, I think there's like 12 or 13 guys, right?
I think at a minimum, there's 9.
She did something, because the excuse is just horrible.
All right, so let's listen to it. Ted, as always, let me know when you want me to pause it, if you got anything you want to throw in there, but here we go. So this is a clip from the divorce court where this woman's accused of sleeping with every member of the Wu-Tang Clan.
He accused me of sleeping with the entire Wu-Tang Clan.
She did.
You even know the Wu-Tang Clan?
She went backstage.
I did.
Oh,
so you did know him? Well, yes. I had an amazing night one night and a really good opportunity.
It was amazing, all right.
Hank, Mr. Sanders,
it was amazing.
Well, how amazing was it?
It was...
She gave Wu some things.
I did not, no.
Wow.
Mr. Sellers, you got
nothing
have to stop
inappropriate happened. And let me just, you know, put on the record that Wu-Tang is nothing but gentlemen. They treated me highly respectful. I had no, I would never cheat on him. But also, I don't know if this is appropriate to say, but I would never be like a bust down or a groupie in that type of situation. It just so
bust
happened.
Bust down, that's a new one. I don't know bust down.
That
I don't
know groupie.
Okay,
down.
Bust down.
I kept my lady points together, okay? But basically what happened is I met Wu-Tang. I got on their tour.
It's Wu-Tang. I met Wu-Tang. Like it's one person.
Well, and she
with
goes,
12 dongs.
Wu-Tang's really nice and respectful.
Yes.
I mean, you're getting on a tour bus with a band.
Right. Of dudes.
Yeah. Sorry. I don't care who you are. You don't want your girlfriend getting on a tour bus with a band.
Never.
I don't care if it's... I can't even think of a band where you might...
It could be Hootie and the Blowfish. I still don't want you getting on there.
Yeah, Darius Rucker is a great dude. I would prefer my girlfriend does not get on the bus with Hootie and the Blowfish.
Right.
And just her and Hootie and the Blowfish.
No.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see what else she has to say.
Bus. I went back to the hotel and I was just hanging out.
All right. She went to the hotel as well. Come on, man.
Wait a minute. Play it a little bit longer.
Okay.
All night. And it was amazing. And I mean, we were not doing anything but talking. And now I lost track of time and I didn't really look at the time. And all of a sudden I look at my clock and I'm 7 a.m. and I was like, I got to get out of here.
7 a.m.
And so.
Yeah.
You party till 7 a.m. with these people.
Look, in my single days, if I was partying with somebody and we were still partying till 7 a.m. and it was just me and the female, it was because we were doing stuff.
Right. Now, look, if he's sitting in the room and she's there and Wu-Tang's there and they're all smoking.
Yeah.
And drinking till 7 a.m. Okay.
Right. But it's just her.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not trying to allege that she banged the entire Wu-Tang Clan, but I think she banged the entire Wu-Tang Clan.
She at least banged Capadonna.
Yeah. And maybe Big Baby Jesus.
I think he's passed.
She has sex with the ghost of Old Dirty Bastard.
Have sex with this hologram, girl.
I think there's a little bit more on this clip. Here we go.
I jumped in a taxi and I went home immediately. And he starts accusing me of sleeping with them all. And
but you stayed out all night, got on a tour bus with a band or a group.
Saying?
I mean, that's bust down behavior, is it not?
It might be.
I just love it in the part where she's like, the Wu-Tang Clan, they're nothing but gentlemen.
They're nothing but gentlemen. She keeps saying, we had an amazing time.
Because last I checked.
Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to f*** with. Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to f*** with. Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to f*** with.
Unless you're a girl.
Man, I just, last time I knew, Cash ruled everything around me. Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's much discussion there. How does the episode end? Do they get divorced?
I have no idea. That's all I got. I don't know.
To that guy's credit, he's much nicer than I am.
He's cool, calm, and collected. I would be losing. I remember one time being at an event. It was Nickelback. I got to go see Nickelback. They played at I worked at the end. They played a Halloween show at the Showbox at the Market.
All right.
So mind you, this is like when they're first starting to kind of get some traction. They're still not a big band. Well, this listener chick, she tracked me down there, and I thought for sure I am in like Flynn. Like I was like, I'm at the Halloween party. This girl comes up, and she's dressed in a Catholic schoolgirl outfit. And dude, trust me, like hot, super hot. Like she looked like Angelina Jolie. Like she had that kind of a look, the lips, the hair. All that. And I'm
full
like,
hair, half shaved.
No half shave, unfortunately. Right. This is before those days, Ted. Come on. This is a solid 12 years ago, I think.
All right.
So I'm like, oh, I'm in. This is great. And then she's like, well, I'll find you later. I got to go. I'm like, well, where you got to go? She's like, oh, my friend and I got invited on the Nickelback's tour bus. And so we're going to go do that. And then I'll try and track you down afterwards. And I go, don't do me any favors. I'll see you later. She's like, well, I want to see you. I'm like, I'm out. Like, no, I'm not going to wait for you as you go on the Nickelback tour bus. Like, sorry, that's just not.
Yeah.
Like, and she's like, I'm not. So all said and done, I wind up bailing. So we talk about it on the air the next morning. She calls in. And I got to give her credit, man. She She was like, look, I did it for my friend. I didn't do anything with them. I told you to stick around because I wasn't going to stay on there very long. I was only going on there because she's a fan. I don't even like this band that much, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, well, I didn't really like the way it sounded. So I said, F it. I left. Well, I probably missed out on a decent opportunity. Fast forward to like 3 years, I ran into her after I broke up with a girlfriend, and we did wind up finally getting together.
Yeah, I mean, to me, here's the deal. A girl, like, it just, for any guy, you know what's going on those tour buses, right?
Right.
So that's why every guy is going to kind of flinch and be like, oh, man, you're going on the tour bus? Now, with that said, I think it's the same way for, like, a guy. You know what I mean? Like, if you're going somewhere and there's this super hot girl, and it's like, no, I'm just going to hang out with her. Like, don't worry, nothing bad will happen.
Right.
It's like your girlfriend knows.
Yeah.
You know? So I think that's a two-way street. But, yeah, it just... Look, I mean, the music industry is what it is. It just sounds bad. Like, I'm going to hang out on these guys' tour bus.
That is why most bands start off in the first place. You hope that you can eventually make a lot of money, and you hope that you'll get to bang a bunch of girls.
Yeah. So when you and trust me, everybody loves girls that come on the bus.
Oh, yeah. Don't get me wrong. If I was in a band, I'd be pumped. Be like, yeah. Get on the bus, Catholic school girl.
Yeah.
And your friend.
Yeah.
But... I don't know, was it like maybe many, not many, but maybe a few years after that happened, we interviewed the guys from Chad from Nickelback, and I told him the story. I'm like, you totally C-blocked me, man. And he's like, how so? And I shared the story. He's like, oh, sorry. And I'm like, you can make up for it if you let me play drums with you guys on stage. And they were like going to play the Key Arena or something like that. And he's like, yeah, I'm not going to be able to do that, but I am sorry.
Well, that's like, did you see last week, was it Clint Eastwood's son? Or somebody was on that... Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen or whatever. Uh-uh. So they were talking about Ashton Kutcher. Or because Cryer was on there as well. And they were talking...
John Cryer?
Yeah.
Okay.
So John Cryer, I guess, had dated Demi Moore years ago. So when he first meets Ashton Kutcher, he's like, in his head, like, do I bring it up? Do I not bring it up? And at the end of the meeting, Kutcher's like... Because he's still married to Demi Moore. Kutcher's right. Like, hey, man, I know you guys used to date. It's cool. Don't sweat it.
That's cool.
Right. So then you fast forward to them getting divorced, and Eastwood's son just goes, oh, yeah, well, he slept with my girlfriend. And Cohen's like, what, your ex-girlfriend? He goes, yeah, it was my current girlfriend at the time. Like, she's kind of the one, I think, that him and Demi got split up about.
What?
Yeah. So he's just kind of talking about it like, yeah, like, I'm not upset at him. Like, right. I'm not mad at him. Like, whatever. Like, I liked her, but he hooked up with her. And then apparently, like, Eastwood is, like, in a bunch of trouble, and it's like, how could he break the code, and this and that, and it's like, Kutcher banged his girlfriend. Like, it's common knowledge his marriage is over. Like, what, he's not allowed to talk about it?
Yeah, I don't know if that's necessarily breaking a code. Breaking a code is when it doesn't affect you in any way, shape, or form. Like, his woman left him and slept with another dude, and he's supposed to keep the man code?
Yeah, I don't think, right. That doesn't make
any sense.
Yeah. And it's fine. Like, I get that's... You know, it's part of the game. You could swipe chicks from wherever you see them, but you can't be upset if the other guy kind of just tells the truth about it.
Well, it makes me think about our trip at the Classic. Something happened, which I thought was pretty funny. I don't know if you were on the bus when it went down or if you were still in the bar, but, you know, there was a period where we pulled up outside of a bar on that Saturday night, the night that turned into a giant rave.
Yeah.
And while we were there, and this is in Spokane, we were, like, parked right outside of Fast Eddie's, and a lot of the guys on the team are out drinking at the bars. I was in the back doing the DJ room stuff, or the DJ Steve in full effect, and a group of girls walked onto our bus. And
right.
I'm like, okay. Turned out a group of married women walked onto our bus, and I'm like, this is all right, whatever, I don't care. Like, I'm still in the, like, I'm like probably still like 15, 20 feet away from them. I'm just like, whatever. One of the guys said, oh yeah, they're just random girls that are in the bar and they wanted to come on the bus and drink. I don't give a crap. I'm just going to continue to spin some sick jams.
Yeah.
And then a group of dudes start walking on the bus. And I'm like, I don't know these dudes. And then one of our guys, too, we're like, we don't know these guys, man. I don't feel comfortable just having random dudes that we don't know that are drunk on our bus. Like, that's usually how fights start.
Yeah.
So one of the guys went up to him and said, hey, we're sorry. You got to get off the bus. And the guy's like, what? Blah, blah, blah. And they're like, no, we're sorry. You have to get off the bus. And the guys are like, those are our girlfriends and our wives. And so one of our guys said, you can take them with you, but you can't stay on the bus. We don't care if they're on the bus. We don't care if they leave the bus. they walked on without us even asking. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's not,
they just threw us on the bus.
Right. And then the women say, we're going to stay on the bus. And I'm like, oh, this is not good.
No, get off the bus.
And I'm looking at the guys, and they're like, this, and they just walk off. But I'm like, you girls got to go. Like, they're going to come back at some point. Like,
they're going to go get more drunk and then be pissed off.
Right, and maybe get more dudes. I don't know. But, like, and they were like, they didn't understand why that was, like, not good. And I'm looking, and I'm yelling this, like, as the music's playing. I'm like, you got to get off the bus. And they're like, well, why? Blah, blah, blah. We're drinking. I'm like, I don't care. Those are your men. Like,
see, I think I must have been outside. I feel like I was walking back on the bus as all this was happening. And like, what is going on?
Yeah, I don't think you were on the bus when all of it. Yeah, everything's a blur from that night. But I remember there was like a moment of clarity. Like, we need to get all these people off of the bus. It's either dudes that we know. And that's what I said finally. I'm like, look, if it's dudes that we know, absolutely. If it's hockey guys, I'm even willing to give them a pass because, you know, they're part of our culture.
Right.
Not some random group of dudes that are just boozing it up at the bar. Just,
plus, honestly, we don't want a random group of married because it's like,
no,
you're just kind of causing trouble. You're drinking our free booze,
yeah,
and you're just pissing off your husband. Like, that works for nobody.
This is a lose-lose for the donkeys.
Yeah, 100%.
And it's only so much room on that bus.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. All right, well, we got to get out of here, man. This flew by.
All right.
We never even got to talk about, like, everything that we had planned.
Yeah, I never got to talk about how I've gotten to the point where I like the head shaved.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, years ago when I lived on Capitol Hill, I remember once seeing a girl with a pink mohawk and being like, that is so weird, but I'm attracted to her. And then over the years, it's become like the norm.
And now it's your thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Sylvia. I still haven't dated a girl that does it, but...
Sylvia is the thing.
Oh, Sylvia is the thing.
Yeah, baby. Ted, thank you for coming to the Meet the Rock Girl party.
Oh, that was awesome, man. Thanks for the ride home.
Oh, anytime. It's always fun riding back with you. And I didn't even know that you were as wasted as you were because we had a completely normal, level-headed conversation.
Yeah, trust me. It wasn't until I woke up the next day and was hungover and I realized how wasted I was.
Those Jello shots, they'll get you every time.
Jello shots.
All right, well, for everybody that's listening, we always do appreciate you listening to the Megacast. And I met a few people that said that they introduced it to their friend who was also at the party. And they're like, yeah, I'm a fan now of the Megacast. I didn't know about it until my buddy told me. And I'm like, that is exactly what we hope will happen because, you know, we don't have any way to market this silly little podcast. So we need everybody to help us out.
Yeah.
Spread the word, people. Spread the word. Once again, we've skirted doing Taser trivia, Ted.
Yeah, I noticed that.
The texts are flying in, too.
All right.
They're demanding that we do it.
All right.
Maybe next week. We'll see if we're ready for it. But until then, it's time to get 10 more push-ups, everybody. Time to get 10 to Hollywood Undead. You ready for this, Ted?
Yeah, man. Let me go at a normal pace.
I know, right? Don't speed us up, people. All right, for Ted Smith, my name is Steve. Thank you for listening to the Megacast. Find us on Twitter at the Megacast.
All right, you ready? Oh, boy. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Woo! The best part after we've got 10 is that BJ's like, man, that was some tough physical activity. I need a drink. And he just watched us. It was awesome doing 10 on the stage.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good. It just went by so quick.
We didn't get to savor it.
All right. Good one. Good Monday. I got to go do some work.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll be back next week.